Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my friend. Well, the Sabbath is over. It has just ended. And as I wrote, you're not allowed to cry on the Sabbath. And even if your heart is breaking, God wants you to make his day a joyous day. And even if your heart is breaking and you're not ready or not willing to let go of your own self, there are his words, there is his learning, there are his commandments that need to be observed on the Sabbath day, and that's what I did. I was home by myself alone, and with my books and with my studies, and with my thoughts, and with thoughts of God. And in all things, we're human beings, and our thoughts wander, and we need to be brought back continuously to what we need to hear and what we need to learn, and especially when we have very, very deep personal emotions to deal with, we have to remember that in all things, God gives the answer. So I was studying the Sonchino Zohar, which is the English translation of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Kabbalah. And in my last show, we talked about the portion of the week and how we go by the portion of the week, and that we're told and we're taught to live with the portion of the week. So there is a portion of the week inside the Torah, which is the Bible, and then there is the same portion discussed in a deeper esoteric sense in Kabbalah. And the portion of the week is about Pinchas, who was a zealot for God, and who, when he saw that the people were working against God and doing things against God, he took things into his own hands and did what he had to do. I don't want to go into the conversation of the portion, but it was tremendous. And because he did what he did, God gave him a gift, eternal priesthood, for him and all the generations to come. At any rate, I'm studying, I finished the portion, and then I went into Kabbalah. And inside the portion of Kabbalah, there is a story, which I'm going to read to you, and which is going to make absolutely perfect sense. Because we live in the world, we live in a very particular time, and many, many things, and many brutal things, and very painful things are happening in the world almost on a daily basis. And God speaks to us all the time. All we need to do is we need to listen. We need to hear, and we need to allow for him to communicate with us. And this is his communication to me today, and in this, I found my solace. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yose were once, during midnight, studying Torah, and as they were sitting, they saw a shadow hovering over them and going to and fro in the house, and they marveled greatly, said Rabbi Abba. Yose, my son, I will tell you what once happened to me with the sacred lamp. The sacred lamp is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the author of the Kabbalah. Once we were walking in the valley of Ono, studying the Torah. To escape the heat of the sun, we sat down in the hollow of a rock, and I said to him, why is it that whenever sinners multiply in the world and punishment impends over the world, the virtuous among them are smitten from them? And as we have learned that for the guilt of the generation, the holy and righteous are seized upon, why should this be? If because they do not reprove mankind for the evil deeds, how many are there who do reprove but are not listened to? To those the righteous do humble themselves. If it is in order that there may be no one to shield them, let them not die, and let them not be seized for their sins, since it is a satisfaction to the righteous to see their destruction. He replied, it is true that for the guilt of the generation, the righteous are seized upon. But we may explain this on the analogy of the limbs of the body. When all the limbs are in pain and suffering from sickness, one limb has to be smitten in order that all may be healed. Which is the one? The arm. The arm is smitten and blood is drawn from it, and this is healing for all the limbs of the body. So men are like limbs of one body. When God desires to give healing to the world, he smites one of the righteous men among them with disease and suffering, and through him gives healing to all, as it is written. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah. A righteous man is never afflicted, save to bring healing to his generation and to make atonement for it. The other side prefers that punishment should light upon the virtuous man rather than on any other, for then it cares not for the whole world on account of the joy it finds in having power over him. Yet withal, another virtuous man may attain to domain in this world and the next. He is righteous, and it is well with him, because God does not care to make atonement with him for the world. I said to him, if all suffered alike, I could understand. But we see a righteous man in one place who is sick and suffering, and a righteous man in another who enjoys all the good things in the world. He replied, one or two of them are enough, since God does not desire to smite all of them, just as it is sufficient to let blood from one arm. Only if the sickness becomes very severe, it is necessary to let blood from two arms. And so here, if the world becomes very sinful, all the virtuous are smitten to heal all the generations. But otherwise, one is smitten and the rest are left in peace. When the people are healed, the righteous are healed with them. But sometimes all their days are passed in suffering to protect the people. And when they die, all are healed. We arose and went on our way, the sun becoming stronger and more oppressive. We saw one tree in the wilderness with water underneath, and we sat down in the shade of one of them. I asked him, "How is it that all people of the world, that of all people of the world, only the Jews sway to and fro when they study Torah, a habit which seems to come natural to them, and they are unable to keep still?" He replied, "You have reminded me of a very deep idea which very few people know." He pondered for a moment and wept. Then he continued, "Alas, for mankind to go about like cattle without understanding, this thing alone is sufficient to distinguish the holy souls from the other souls. Spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord. Now once this lamp has been kindled from the supernal Torah, the light upon it never ceases for an instant. So when the Israelite has said one word of the Torah, the light is kindled, and he cannot keep still, but sways to and fro like the flame of a wick." And of course, it goes on and says many other things, but for the moment, let this be, and let's talk about that. We suffer. There are so many people who suffer. There is so much sickness. There is so much illness. There is so much pain. There are so many people that are killed in violence. There is so much hatred. There is so much not understanding each other and not using what God gave us. People don't care for each other. They care for themselves. They don't treat each other well. They're not generous. They're not kind. They don't do and go out of their ways. Some do, but many, many, many don't. And it's an amazing thing that when you see someone who really tries so hard, like Simona did, and works with all of her strength and all of her power and all of her desire for something so elusive as her love for the voice. And when she came to me that morning at the beginning of the masterclass before everybody else, you know, she was very pale and very thin, and she came right out and she told me, and you know, it's hard for somebody to hear this at the beginning of something so important as that masterclass was for me. It was my first time teaching in Italy. We had worked weeks and months on this, and here is the first person that walks in and immediately tears at my heart. And she needed to share that. She needed me to know, and she needed for me to know how important this was for her. And immediately I felt her, and immediately I knew that what she stood for was integrous to her person. And immediately I made her sing, and immediately I understood where she was and what she needed and why she needed it, because the voice is a soul thing. It's not something that you go into a store and you pick up and you buy and you get a gratification from it, or a great meal that you have in a restaurant, and then you walk away and a week later you talk about it and you say, hey, that was fantastic. The voice is something that sits in your soul, comes from your soul, elevates from your soul. And in Kabbalah, we learn how important it is to elevate the sparks that are left in the world for us to bring up and to find and to open and to work with and to elevate and elate them and bring them back to where they came from. Now, Simona was not Jewish, but that doesn't matter. We're all God's creation. We're all children of the Creator. And whether or not you're Jewish or Christian or Muslim or green or yellow or black, it doesn't make any difference. We all are created by the same Creator. And the voice of each and every one of us is the voice that needs to be used for everyday communication, for everyday love between one and the other. To take somebody and to put them down and tell them how they're not what they're supposed to be, or who they are supposed to be, or that they are attached to the wrong thing, it really doesn't lie there. Because ultimately, all the material things in the whole world aren't worthy one beautiful sound. And that's what my life is about, and that's what my work is about. And that's what I felt with Simona and with every one of my students in the masterclass, during the masterclass, after the masterclass, in my lessons, no matter where I go in the world, with my friends, with people that I know, to do good things, to be generous. And yes, to say to the person who is not on that road, this is how I feel and this is what I think. And be respected. If we had respect for one another and let go of ourselves and forget all the petty nonsense that makes us, we would be able to connect, really connect, with conversations with God. Not the stories, not the superficial things, but the soul conversations, the depth of what is humanity, to help each other, to be there for each other, to love and care for each other, to joy with each other on the things that are joyful. 2 weeks after Milano, I received the gift of a grandchild that I didn't know for 16 years. Was that God's way of preparing me? That he will take away one thing and give me another? That he gives me a reward for the work that I've done? For Simona's mother to write to me about the work that we did in the throes of watching her child die in front of her eyes, to me was one of the greatest gifts that I ever got in my whole entire life. And I wrote back to her and I told her, I said, please, even though she can't hear you, take her hand, put her hand in yours and tell her how much I care and how important it is that when she gets to sing in the Academy of the Angels, that she put forward everything that we learn together, because our work is holy. Because the voice is holy. Because the love that goes into this work and the dedication that goes into this work and the caring that goes into this work. She understood. She understood it from my book. She understood it from my videos. She understood it from my classes online. She understood it and she said, you're the one who will do this for me. And there was such faith in her. There was such power in her. And everybody felt it and everybody knew it. And she stimulated with that joy for bringing out this voice that was the sound of a bird with a broken wing, as I wrote. But what came out was the voice of an angel, was the voice of that needed to be let free, a voice that needed to fly. Spiritual, a deeply, deeply spiritual experience that a human being connects to when they sing, when they speak, when they communicate. It's so important how we speak to each other. I have a habit that when somebody attacks me, I completely retreat. As you hear me, you would think that I have a mouth to say anything to anybody. Well, I don't. And you know what? I'm glad for that. Because the cruel things that could come out of a mouth like that are not part of my soul. And I don't want them to be part of my soul. I want goodness. I want love. I want caring. I want openness. Openness. openness with my students, openness with my friends, openness with a stranger that I meet in the street. Caring. Humanity. That's what it's all about. In Simona, 3 days in your life together with me have changed many things for everybody that was in that room. And we never will forget. You've given all of us something so, so special. And me, well, I don't have to say anything. You know everything. Sing, my dear. Sing with the angels. And bring our message to God, saying, please don't stop talking to us. Please don't stop loving us. Please stop the hurting. Please stop the killing. Please give us peace. Please allow us to see tomorrow and make it easier on us. We suffer so much. Show us the way. Show us the way to come back to you. Show us the way to do what you want from us. Show us the way to be the best we can possibly be. And please, please, send peace to the world and send the Messiah now, immediately, right now. I send love to you. I send love to everyone. Have a good week.